This is your be moment, your moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I want you to understand how God restores. Our idea of how something can be restored and God's idea of restoration are worlds apart. When I turn to the scriptures, I think about how God restored Lazarus' life. While Lazarus was ill, his two sisters sent word to Jesus to come and heal him. Although when Jesus arrived, Lazarus had already been buried for 4 days. Jesus thought fondly of Lazarus and his two sisters. In fact, it would be accurate to say that they were a very well-liked family throughout the village of Bethany. Therefore, when Lazarus died, most of the town mourned. Although I've read this story many times before, I made an interesting observation this time. Because Lazarus was an honorable man and his sisters were so well liked, many Jewish people visited their home to comfort them. On the day the largest crowd visited them, Jesus ordered Lazarus to rise from the grave and his life was fully restored. As a result, many Jewish people turned to Christ that day. As I read this, I suddenly understood how God has a way of restoring better than before. Jesus would not only restore a good man's life, but he would restore him in a new light. Lazarus would be forever linked to the salvation of this large Jewish crowd. So today, be inspired that God's vision of restoration is so much greater than yours. And as you reflect on that, remember these words, "And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you." 1 Peter 5:10. Share today's message. Follow us on Instagram at Blues to Blessings and subscribe to the Blues to Blessings YouTube channel for new videos every Wednesday. So today, seek restoration.